USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The country's top immigration official blamed the sanctuary policies of New York City for the sexual assault and killing of a 92-year-old woman, while the mayor's office decried such rhetoric as fear, hate, and attempts to divide. Matthew Albience, the acting director of the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, said at a news conference the slaying could have been prevented if the city officials had complied with a federal request to turn over the assailant, a Guyanese national, for deportation. Albience said, "It's unbelievable. I have to come here and plead with the city of New York to cooperate to help keep their city safe." Make no mistake, he added, "it is the city's policies that are the sole reason this criminal was allowed to roam the streets freely and end an innocent woman's life." NASDAQ, the New York Stock Exchange, and the S&P 500 all continue to have record-breaking weeks. This is USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.